Let's start, first of all, with child refugees. Where do you stand on this whole debate? Is it right to question the ages of some of these child refugees, or is that just an excuse for whipping up anti-immigrant feelings?
Well, there is a lot of anti-immigration feeling around. There's no doubt about that. And I think we should be more compassionate in our approach to this discussion. We're talking about children, after all, although I know there's some dispute about ages and so on. But, you know, some young children, 16, 17-year-olds, are still very vulnerable, even though they may look like adults.
OK.
There are only 14 people that we're talking about here. So I think it's not a really positive response.
All right. So tell me, as the leader of Wales, how many refugees, children and non-children, would you personally be happy to see coming to Wales? Give me some numbers.
I don't think I can give you some numbers because the UK has signed up to international obligations to help refugees. And I just like people to think about what would happen to us if we were in a situation where our homes were being bombed, where we had a government that were taking people from their homes. Wouldn't we want to have the ability to go to a safe haven in a different country? I know that I would want to find somewhere for my family were we in that situation.
Right.
And if we feel like that, then we have to be prepared to offer that safe haven for other people as well. And the problem with all of this is that these are internationally agreed conventions that many, many countries have signed up to. And once you start rolling back on that, then those other countries are going to do the same.
But Leanne, well, this is a numbers game, isn't it? I mean, the Germans accepted 1.2 million refugees, most of them Syrians, into their country in the last year. At first, they felt great about what Angela Merkel called this kind of welcoming culture. And then, of course, there was a political backlash. But one of the things that they found difficult is that they had hoped that the rest of Europe would share some of that burden. And the rest of Europe has not and has shut its doors mostly on Syrian refugees. So again, the numbers are important. So how many thousands of refugees would you be prepared, would you be happy to see in Wales?
I can't give you a number. I'm not going to give you a number, right? Because you've just hit the nail on the head, really. If every country in Europe were prepared to take a fair share, and we don't know what that is because countries are not cooperating properly and working out the numbers. Mm-hmm. But if they were, then there would be less of a burden and a problem on some of the countries that are facing those problems now. And yes, of course, the pulling out of the EU was part of this debate. I'm sure this debate featured for many, many people.
But well, especially in Wales. I mean, Wales voted overwhelmingly to Brexit, okay, to leave the EU. So many of your constituents might not be that happy about welcoming more foreigners.
Well, that might well be the case. But the reality is people are on the move. Climate change, conflict, mm-hmm, people are moving into Europe and in other parts of the world as well. We have to get a grip on this. And the only way we'll get a grip on this is by countries in Europe working together to come up with a common plan. We can't absolve ourselves of the responsibility here, especially when there are refugees coming from countries like Iraq and Afghanistan.
But are you saying, Leanne Wood, are you saying that your constituents are out of touch with the global reality?
I wouldn't say that, but I do think that we have to change the tone of the way that the debate has been so far. It's been lacking in compassion. In some cases, it's been really cruel. And can you imagine what would have happened during the Second World War if we had taken this attitude to the kinder children who were leaving Germany? We took those in at that point. Do we want to look back in history in the future to this point in time and see ourselves as being really callous?
Right.
Humanity was in great need.